This is Natalie Olson. I'm here with Lois Walters today. It is Thursday, May 5th, and we are at the Desert Caballeros Western Museum in the office of the director. So thanks for joining us today, Lois. Let's start with a little bit about your background. When and where were you born?
Well, I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is a long way from Arizona. And I didn't stay back east very long, but I moved, my parents moved us around several states until I was 6 years old, and then I was raised in California.
Okay. What brought your family to Wickenburg?
Well, we came here to have a little vacation in Thanksgiving time in 1957. And as I came around the Ramuda Ranch Road and I saw how beautiful Wickenburg was, I said, oh, I don't know about you, but I'm never leaving here. And I was only 18, so I had started college, but I couldn't wait to get back home and prepare to come back, because Sophie Burden, at that time, the owner of Bermuda Ranch, she hired me as secretary. So all I had to do was go home and pack and come back, and well, I was back by December, and I had been there in November, so that was a quick move for me.
Yeah.
And a happy move.
And so have you been here ever since?
Yes, I've been here ever since. And worked at Ramuda Ranch for 3 years. And then I was lucky enough to find a summer job at Lake Tahoe in the summertime for those 3 years. And then I met Bucky Walters in Wickenburg after that. And we got married in 1961. Raised our family here. And have been here ever since. It's been a wonderful, wonderful over 50 years.
Oh, was Bucky raised in Wickenburg?
Yes. Native? Bucky was born and raised in Wickenburg, and his father was mayor of Wickenburg, and I think it was 1948 for a couple of years. I don't know exactly how long he was mayor, but I still have the gavel that he used in the chamber center.
What was his dad's name?
Joe Walters. Yeah, he was a great guy.
What kind of work did you and Bucky do here in town?
Well, we did many things. Bucky had, of course, all kinds of jobs in Wickenburg. He worked for the Wickenburg Sun. He worked for Arizona Public Service. And that's where he worked when we were first married for several years. And then we had the opportunity to buy a service station across from the bowling alley, and that was in 1968, I believe, and we had that service station for about 17 years, and he worked hard as a mechanic in there, and had a good business going, and then a little bit later we had the opportunity to get the Texaco bulk plant, and we did that for 3 years with a partnership, and and then after that, he became constable of one of the constables of Maricopa County. So that was...
I remember your signs.
Yeah, we had to campaign hard and long because as Sun City West grew, that was where all the vote was. And so not only did we campaign in Wickenburg, but we primarily had, as Sun City West grew, we had to spend a lot of time down there. But every 4 years, he was reelected, and until 2000, when he retired.
Wow.
So.
And what was his involvement with the fire department?
Yes, he was fire chief. He was on the fire department even before we got married. So he was on the fire department until I think it was 1970 that he was made fire chief, and was fire chief for about almost 25 years. I think I've got my times right. So he was a fireman for like almost 40 years, but 25 of that was fire chief. So that was a good time to run a good fire department.
And you mentioned that you raised your family here. How many kids do you guys have?
We have 3 children, and they've all been lucky enough to stay in Wickenburg. One daughter left to attend college and work down in the valley, for a few years, but now she's back. They are all lucky enough to end up back in Wickenburg.
Good.
And so I'm lucky that I've got them here.
Grandchildren?
Yes, and grandchildren. Yeah, we have a very special family.
Do you guys attend church in town?
We have. I was with the Episcopal Church for quite a while. Bucky was raised a Presbyterian, but we did a little of both. So, yeah. I worked as church secretary for the Episcopal Church, too, for Father Dan Girard. And that was a special job I had for 3 years, because after working for a doctor for 17 years at a hectic pace, I got to work for a preacher in the church that was, he would bring me coffee instead of never having a coffee break before. So, anyway, it was great. It was a great job, both jobs.
Did your family members know any of the early Wickenburg pioneers? The early families?
Yes, they did. They knew a lot of the old timers that were here in Wickenburg for many years. It was hard for me to get to know all of those people coming from California and being not a native of Wickenburg. So it was kind of hard to remember who was who at first. But yeah, Bucky's family had been here many years, so they knew a lot of those people, and I gradually got to know them too. Like the Herskowitz brothers, didn't take long to meet them and get to love them. They were a special family, or families, I should say.
Who are some of the most memorable people, aside from the Herskowitz, that you've met in Wickenburg?
Oh my goodness, there were so many good people in those days, and then in Wickenburg in the 50s, 60s, 70s, everybody knew everybody. And you'd see them at the post office, and you'd always stop and talk to whoever was there. I mean, it was just a friendly little town. And like H.K. McLennan, who was the superintendent of the schools, and Hal Warner, and oh, golly, so many good people in those days. Valgamore had the auto parts place. There were just so many people that were so giving and so earnestly good people that would take the shirt off their back to give it to you, kind of people.
Do you have any stories of those people or examples of?
Wow. Gosh, I don't know. At Bucky's service station was think that like Carl Byland, and he owned the Monta Vista Ranch, Hal Warner, those fellows, and quite a few. There were a group of about 12 people that would hang out at the service station for their morning coffee, just like instead of going to a restaurant, they'd come to Bucky's service station and visit and talk and have a good old time for about an hour in the morning. And then everybody could go their own ways and do their own jobs. So that was a fun thing to find out about how everybody was doing in town.
Did you spend any time on the Hacienda River?
We did in our jeeps, but not on horseback. We weren't into horses like a lot of people are. I had had a horse in California, and then when I married Bucky, he said, well, we can either have a horse or we can go fishing and hunting and camping and do those things. So it was like, well, I can't do both, so I guess I'll just do what the rest of the family wants to do. And we were happily ever after.
Yeah.
I was never a big horse woman anyway, but I kind of miss not being into horses more as I got older and when I was younger. So, but we've always had a outdoorsy life with fishing and hunting and jeeping and just being out in the great outdoors of Arizona.
Do you have any areas, local areas, that you prefer to do those activities?
Oh, gosh. You know, we had that open Jeep, and And we would get on the highway and just go anywhere in Arizona in that open Jeep. Nowadays, you can't do that because of the traffic. But we had pretty much Arizona to ourselves those days. And it was wonderful. We just went to the mountains. We went to the desert. I think Bucky knew the whole Arizona desert like the back of his hand. In fact, he was a lot of times asked for advice on how to find somebody if somebody was lost. That was before they had the posse and rescue groups that they have now. But I remember a lot of times him going out and helping with a rescue. And so we had many phone calls in the night between the fire department and those kind of things. There was always something going on.
Didn't sound boring.
No, we have not had a boring life.
Were you guys ever involved in rodeo or ranching or dude ranching? I mean, I know you mentioned you worked for Remuda.
Yeah, I was there at Remuda Ranch for 3 years, and that was a great, fun job, getting to know people from all over the country that came to the guest ranch. And I'd be up at 6 o'clock in the morning taking coffee down to their rooms, and then be up in the office with Sophie as her secretary. And some days I'd take the people shopping around town, or... gosh, there was always something going on. There were the rodeos. There were, just so much going on. The steak fries in the evenings. The different ranches that shared things, like square dancing at the top of the barn at Flying E Ranch. Those were fun. I've got great pictures that that show all of that. It was fun learning to square dance. And that seems to be kind of not so popular anymore. I guess it is some places. But anyway, it was a great life working at Remuda Ranch. You got to enjoy all the amenities of the guest ranch while you were working. Of course, you never had much of a day off, so you got to enjoy the ranch.
Do you have any stories of anything that wild that happened that sticks out in your mind?
Well, there were famous people that came to the ranch, and one was J.B. Priestley, who was an author, an English author. He was quite interesting, and he liked to be escorted out into the desert to work on his things and do some paintings. And then Bucky ended up taking him on a tour of Arizona. They went quite a long ways. And I remember Bucky dressing up with a brocade vest and a spiffy little hat that he wore for this cruise that he took J.B. Priestley and his wife, who was famous too. So that was quite the talk. They had a real send-off getting them on the road. So Bucky had an interesting week that week, too. But there was always something going on. And I remember Barry Goldwater came to Remuda Ranch to visit Sophie and John and Dana Burden. And he was there in the lodge. And that was Barry Goldwater was just starting up in politics. And so I was fortunate enough to meet him way back. That was probably, I think it was probably 1958 or 1959. So I've always remembered those days of meeting those people that really turned out quite famous.
That's interesting. How about mining? Do you have any stories about mining, or were your family involved in any of those activities?
Not really. Too much experience in that, except that we would take our Jeep out and around where mines were around Arizona, just for fun to look around and see where some of these mines are, but never wanting to get too close to those entrances.
Yeah. And so how do you think Wickenburg's changed since you've lived here?
Well, Wickenburg has changed a lot, but it's still the great friendly town, and it's still a beautiful, neat town because we've had good zoning codes and place. I might add that I was on the town council for 4 years, ran in 1994, to 98, and so I've gotten to get a little experience in how things were done around Wickenburg from the council's point of view, and I can say that Wickenburg has had a lot of good zoning codes in place as it's been growing, so that's what's kept the charm and the beautiful look that Wickenburg has. It's so refreshing to everybody that comes here, that wants to come here and move here.
But in the visit. In the way of changes, what do you think are some of the biggest changes?
Well, the changes that I've seen, of course, is the growth. Been a lot of growth. My goodness, when I came here, there were not any of the houses around, hardly at all, in the hills and way far from town. So the population has expanded greatly. But we've got a lot of pluses and a lot of good things going. So I think it's continued at a good rate.
Do you think the changes are for the better?
I do. I do. I think a lot of changes are for the better.
And what is it about Wickenburg that keeps you here?
Well, I just haven't found any other place that I'd want to go. I left my family in California, which I've never regretted. I love to go visit them, but the nice thing about that is they come here to visit me, and they get to enjoy Wickenburg. So it's all been good, and I'm proud of Wickenburg. I'm proud of the way it's grown and the people that have run it and the timelessness of people that have put into committees and volunteered for so many things that have helped Wickenburg over the years.
What do you think is your favorite Wickenburg memory?
My favorite Wickenburg memory, wow. So many good memories. I'd have to think about that for a minute. I would say working at Ramuda Ranch, but way back in the early 60s, late 50s. Just having people come here from all over, and then there was a time when Sophie Burden and I and some others would take trips down to have a supai, and that is a great place, and I got to go there often with Sophie, and she just knew how to get along with those Havasupai Indians so well, and she also devised ways of getting helicopters to take clothing down to the Indians and needed things that they needed. And so she became their real angel. And they were always so happy to see her. And so I got to be in on that and enjoy that special closeness that the Indians had for Sophie. So, and their whole family. Dana Burden led lots of trail hikes and stuff down there in Supai, and we saw a lot of beautiful, beautiful country, the beautiful waterfalls. We would hike like 8 miles down to the Colorado River and back in a day, and just go swimming in those beautiful waterfalls. Something I'll never forget. That's probably one of the best memories I have.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that we haven't covered?
I can't think of anything at the moment. I've probably forgotten something that I'd really like to talk about because I've had a great life here in Wickenburg for over 50 years.
Sounds like you have lots of friends.
Lots of friends and family and... it's just been a great life.
Well, good. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're welcome. I've enjoyed this. I am honored that I got to answer a few of your questions.